This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles.
And I'm Madeline Brand. The Google search engine is widely expected to announce this week that it is indeed going public after months of fevered speculation. And if and when it does go public, it could be the biggest IPO in recent history. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Wiglin. Tess, how do I get in on this?
Well, it's going to be a very hard
tough
thing
luck,
to
right?
try to do. Yeah, tough luck. Basically, the company just named Credit Suisse, First Boston, and Morgan Stanley to lead the IPO. They could rake in around $100 million in banking fees just for working on this thing. And frankly, word has it that the company's investors are very anxious to cash in. That's why they're really pushing for this to happen. There's been an enormous amount of publicity and buzz that Google's been generating simply by holding off on going public. As you mentioned, you know, this has been around kind of for a while. We've been expecting this to happen. And it's all because this is the number one search destination on the internet.
So why is there all this hype for this IPO? I thought the tech boom had gone and bust.
Well, that's part of the reason why there is this hype. There really hasn't been a big IPO in months, if not a couple of years. Certainly nothing on this scale. As for another tech bubble, we're really in a different era now. For one thing, Google makes money, lots of it, close to about $1 billion total revenue last year. And they actually have a business that works, and that's different from most of the dot-com IPOs we saw, say, 5 years ago or so. And, of course, now we're in the post-dot-com, post-corporate scandal era, and there are more rules in place now to make sure that, for example, analysts and investment bankers aren't talking to each other and hyping stocks that they shouldn't be.
Now, why is Google so popular? Why has it become a verb and Yahoo hasn't?
Well, I actually put that question exactly to Charlene Lee. She's a principal analyst with Forrester Research. And she says Google's popularity really stems from the fact that it was the first to use what's called page rankings. Nobody else had it. Basically, your search results are ranked for relevance based on how many pages link to them.
And so the search results were just so much better than anybody else. What's interesting, though, is over the past couple of years, people like Yahoo have made some significant inroads in terms of developing their own search engine. And today, if you really sat down and look at them, the search results are still very similar. But Google continues to be a huge innovation engine and promises to do so in the future.
And as proof of that, the latest estimates are that this IPO could be worth upwards of $20 to $25 billion. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, when your platinum credit card isn't good enough, try a black one with no credit limit.
Tess Wiglin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks a lot, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.